Good morning. Is this William Bill?
Yes, it is. How are you, Al?
Very good. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, now, do you go by William or Bill, or does it matter to you?
You know what? Bill is fine. That works.
Okay. We'll talk about Miracle Man here momentarily, getting out of a little commercial break, you know, this McDonald's commercial, and we'll go. Where are you this morning? What part of the country?
I'm over in Long Island in New York.
Okay.
Sort of the end of the island. How are you doing today, Al? Good?
Nice. We had a little rainy weekend, but it's a very beautiful day today, so it's nice.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, here a little overcast, but hopefully the sun's going to come out, so.
Are you ready?
Time's in the way. And get something different every time for under $5. Oh, yeah. Oh, less than an hour drive. What's your point?
Road trips. Another thing to love about McDonald's. Get one of five breakfast extra value meals with hash browns and a small coffee for under $5. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
It is 10 past 6 at Q92. Right now we have 50 degrees, rather pleasant morning in central Minnesota. And an opportunity, we're joined by Bill Leibowitz. Bill has a book called Miracle Man. And, you know, Bill, as it says here, written by top entertainment lawyer Bill Leibowitz. You're an entertainment lawyer. What got you into writing?
Well, I wanted to create a story about a modern-day superhero, someone who has the kind of powers we actually could believe in. His intelligence is like 10 times that of Einstein. And I wanted to create a story around him because I thought he could be an inspirational character because he's a person who devotes himself to doing great things for people but doesn't want any celebrity. So I thought that's a nice contrast to all the meritless celebrities that seem to monopolize media today, you know, like the reality TV stars. So this is a guy who changes the world for the better, but he doesn't want that celebrity. And, you know, I thought that would be not only really interesting, but refreshing in today's world.
As you did and as you wrote the story, was this something that you're basing on things that have perhaps actually happened in the world, where you talk about a doctor trying to make something happen that's going to help people, but you have big pharma coming in and really trying to thwart that, so to speak?
Yeah, I really do think that just like my lead character in the book expresses, that there's something weird about the fact that no big diseases have been cured for 50 or 60 years, despite all the research money spent. And that got me thinking, and it became part of the theme that runs through Miracle Man, that maybe the big pharmaceutical companies actually don't want to cure diseases because they make a lot more money just treating symptoms and having everybody taking very expensive medications, sometimes for life. And I actually think there's some real truth in that. I mean, think about it. When you go into a drugstore, and you walk down the aisles, the common cold, endless amounts of medications that don't cure but treat. The companies make tens of billions of dollars a year on that. I mean, is it really true they couldn't cure the common cold in all these decades? I doubt it. But the fact is there's no money in curing. And Miracle Man, he sees this, and he wants to change that. And, of course, he becomes public enemy number one to the big pharma companies.
And as you have this character, of course, he's a genius. So sometimes when you're a genius, as you say, the depths of darkness can accompany that gift of genius.
Yeah, he's a very complex guy psychologically. He has a really, really tragic beginning to his life, and he has a lot of traumas that develop as he's growing up. So there's a lot of sort of darkness in him, and he sometimes in the book, you know, you don't know what is real and what is imagined. You know, he feels he's in conflict with some kind of universal evil, and that's a theme that pervades the book. We don't know, is he right? Is it his genius that's figured that out, or is that part of some kind of sickness in him. So he's a very complex guy, which makes him interesting. But the great thing is that this fantastic ability he has, he's using it to change the world for the better, as opposed to just trying to make a buck with it, which unfortunately is what so many smart people do today. They just are looking to go out for themselves. That's what makes him a modern day superhero.
Talking to Bill Leibowitz, he has the book called Miracle Man. Now, when you put together a character like this, and it's, you know, based somewhat on reality, as you say, in for the way you write, because I haven't had a chance to go through the book a whole lot, Bill, but it seems like you know, a lot of people put a novel together, then they'll put a love interest in there somewhere. Does that happen with Miracle Man?
Well, actually, it does. There is a love story in it, and I think it's a beautiful love story, actually. And it comes about halfway into the book, because before that happens, he has sort of by a mentor that he had, he's kind of inculcated with this thing like, you know, you don't know where this incredible gift came from, so don't waste your time. Spend all your time, you know, trying to discover cures for diseases. And so he leads this kind of reclusive life that is, you know, nothing really for himself. But then, toward the middle of the book, a love interest does develop, and she's amazing and really brings out a lot in him that is, you know, wonderful and makes him a more multidimensional person. But what makes the plot very, very interesting is that it doesn't stay that simple, because he then finds out certain things about her that completely upset his world and his impression of her, and that's one of the, you know, twists in the plot that that readers are extremely surprised by. So yes, there's a love interest, but it gets interesting and complicated, let's say.
You have scientific breakthroughs, I think, that come through, you know, in the real world, and then, you know, in the book too. But do you think, you know, in the real world, Bill, that scientific breakthroughs, they're affected by political influence?
Well, I think you're right, and what happens here is that he starts out when his talent is discovered at a young age by the government, because they view extraordinary intelligence as a natural resource of the United States. They try to corral his talent and direct it toward military applications and aerospace. In effect, they want to make him an intelligence weapon, so to speak. He ultimately rebels against that, and that causes certain branches of the government to be in conflict with him as the plot develops. And then, of course, Big Pharma uses its tremendous lobbying powers and political connections to also cause certain branches of the government to begin to oppose him. And I do think there's that connection. Whenever there's a huge amount of money at stake, like there is in the pharmaceutical industry, you're going to have a lot of political influence and a lot of political shenanigans, and that certainly crops up in Miracle Man.
Miracle Man, pretty good book. What do you have coming up? Are you writing a sequel, or are you going to jump into something else, a new project?
Well, actually, the ending sort of sets up a sequel. It's a surprise ending, and so many readers have emailed me and said, "Hey, you got to do a sequel, because you can't leave us like this. We love this character, and we want to know what happens." So yeah, I am beginning to sketch out a sequel, which is going to have a lot of surprises for readers. I think they'll really, really get a big kick out of it.
The book is called Miracle Man. On the book, you'll see the author is William R. Leibowitz, and I've been calling him Bill, but you have a website.
Yeah, miraclemanbook.com, and on the website, people can see this kind of a cool video and the reviews and the synopsis and some press. So if they go to miraclemanbook.com, they can get a real feeling for the book, and hopefully that will, you know, whet a reader's appetite to give it a try.
Bill, thanks for taking time out of your morning. I appreciate it. The book called Miracle Man, it's out there right now.
Thank you so much, Al. I really appreciate it.
Thanks much.